news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I held back publishing today's What's News until we got the Supreme Court decisions. With only 8 days left in the term, there are still 15 decisions to be announced, including abortion rights, contraceptive coverage, and Trump's tax returns and financial records among them. But on Monday morning, we got just one. Justice Sotomayor had the opinion in an 8-1 ruling in Liu versus the SEC, where the court ruled that the Securities and Exchange Commission can seek disgorgement of profits as a remedy in court for violating the securities fraud laws if the amount doesn't exceed the wrongdoer's net profit and is awarded for the victims. Got that? Clarence Thomas was the dissenter. Now we wait for the remaining 14 decisions. The World Health Organization has reported the largest single-day increase in infections, more than 183,000 new cases in the last 24 hours alone. Brazil was number one with 54,771, and the United States coming in second with 36,617 new cases in 24 hours. Nearly half of the U.S. states are reporting a rise in new cases, and some continue to break daily records. In the South, more young people are testing positive. Yes, there is more testing being done, but health officials say the rise in cases has more to do with behavior. In other words, people not wearing masks or attending large gatherings. You get the drill. Globally, the threat is still really high. More than 7,000 Brazilians died of the virus in 1 week, and cases in Latin America have surpassed 2 million. Meanwhile, China and Germany have renewed lockdown measures in some areas as new clusters of cases emerge. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., the total number of cases now stands at around 2.24 million, and over 120,000 people have died. So, John Bolton's long-awaited book, The Room Where It Happened, officially goes on sale on Tuesday. A federal judge over the weekend rejected the Justice Department's attempt to block the publication, but revealed some, quote, major risks for Bolton. The administration wants to, quote, claw back proceeds from the book, including from any movie and TV rights, and other consequences for disclosing classified information. I got no problem with that. The book also leaked online on Sunday, so those who want to read it but don't want to enrich Bolton may get their chance. Now to Tulsa. Aw, poor Donald. Saturday's rally in Oklahoma was humiliating. Every news organization have similar details about Trump's anger at the smaller-than-expected crowd size. On June 15th, Donald Trump proclaimed,
"And we expect to have, it's like a record-setting crowd. We've never had an empty seat. And we certainly won't in Oklahoma."
TikTok users and fans of Korean pop music on Sunday claimed that they were partly responsible for the low attendance at the rally in Tulsa. TikTok users say they coordinated an effort ahead of the event to get people to request free tickets and not show up. Trump tweeted last week that nearly a million people had requested tickets, but there were thousands of empty spots in the 19,000-seat arena. And a spillover event that the campaign planned outside was canceled altogether because there was nobody there. Trump campaign officials blamed the low attendance on the media and protesters. Campaign officials said that more than a million people registered for the event, but in reality, fewer than 6,200 people showed up. Brad Parscale, who's now apparently in some hot water, he's the campaign manager, he said that they weeded out tens of thousands of bogus ticket requests. Sure. This is the work of teenagers. Kids, I'm feeling a little better about the future right now. Meanwhile, the Washington Post editorial board on Monday asks, how can anyone trust Bill Barr's Justice Department now? In case you weren't paying attention over the weekend, Attorney General Bill Barr misled the public Friday night when he said that Jeffrey Berman was stepping down as the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. Berman hit back in a statement saying, quote, "I have not resigned and I have no intention of resigning." Barr then had the president officially fire Berman, who had said he had, quote, no intention of resigning and would only do so when a presidentially appointed nominee is confirmed by the Senate. But Berman finally relented when Barr allowed Berman's hand-picked second-in-command, Deputy U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss, to move into the acting role instead of insisting on his politically aligned, unqualified pick to take over. Many are calling on an investigation or for Barr to be impeached. This isn't over. Stay tuned. A few more quick items. Catherine Murdoch, the wife of James Murdoch, son of Rupert, gave $1 million to the Senate Majority PAC. That's the Senate Democrats Super PAC. And if you've noticed the extra spectacular sunrises and sunsets in the past few days, keep looking. They will continue this week thanks to the Saharan dust plume making a 5,000-mile trek across the Atlantic to the United States. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.